Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, December 2nd, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Analysts at Counterpoint Research found that Apple achieved its highest monthly market share in China in October 2022, with 25% of smartphones sold. This marked its second consecutive month as the market share leader, growing shipments 21% on the month. Overall, Chinese smartphone sales declined 15% on the year in October, with Apple sales down 4%. Tesla delivered its first production semi vehicles to a customer, with Pepsi taking ownership of at least five semis at an event at Tesla's Gigafactory in Sparks, Nevada. Pepsi placed an order for 100 trucks in December 2017 when the Tesla semi was first revealed. No word on any automated driving capabilities for the trucks or pricing. At launch, a demo video showed a loaded semi driving from Fremont to San Diego, California, a roughly 500-mile trip. A startup called Frori Systems announced a new solid-state cooling system for laptops called the AirJet chip in collaboration with Intel. Rather than using traditional fans, it uses membranes that vibrate at ultrasonic frequency to generate an airflow that enters through top inlet vents on a laptop. Frori says it can remove thermal bottlenecks on laptop CPUs to increase performance from 50 to 100%. The company claims it generates up to 29 decibels in sound, about the level of a whisper. It plans to demo the tech at CES in January and debut in systems sometime in 2023. Epic Games launched its Reality Scan app on the iOS App Store, available in a limited beta since April. This lets users take a series of photos of an object from numerous angles to create a 3D model. Users can then export models to Sketchfab. From there, models can be used in apps like Epic's Unreal Engine. Epic plans to release an Android version in 2023. Another day, another game mastered by AI. Researchers at Alphabet's DeepMind published a paper in the journal Science detailing DeepNash, an AI that can beat human players in the game Stratego. Because a player cannot see what types of pieces an opponent has, it offers much more incomplete information than something like Texas Hold'em Poker. Researchers trained DeepNash with reinforcement learning, playing 5.5 billion games against itself. It's designed to find Nash equilibrium in the game, a set of strategies such that no player benefits from changing strategy on their own. After 50 matches on the game platform Gravon, DeepNash ranked third among all players since 2002. TikTok and Bumble will now block any images included in the Stop Non-Consensual Intimate Image Abuse hash dataset. The dataset was developed by the UK nonprofit SWGFL and Meta and has been running as a pilot on Facebook and Instagram over the last year. Anyone can submit images to stopncii.org to add non-consensual images to the dataset. Only hashed versions are shared with industry partners. Twitter suspended the account of Kanye West over violations on its policy against incitement to violence after he sent out a series of anti-Semitic tweets. Twitter previously suspended West in October over similar behavior. In other news, Parliament Technologies said it mutually parted ways with West on plans to acquire its social network Parler. Parliament says the decision was made in mid-November. The social network Hive announced it was taking its servers offline for a couple of days to address stability and security issues. Hive is currently hiring 2 developer positions, which would increase its staff to 5. Mozilla acquired the startup Active Replica, which previously worked on building a platform for virtual events and meetings on top of Mozilla's Hub project, its VR chat room. The team will support Mozilla's work on hubs, working to improve the onboarding experience and introducing new interaction capabilities. The payment processing company Stripe announced a fiat-to-crypto on-ramp widget, which will let customers exchange dollars for cryptocurrency. Stripe will handle fraud, compliance, and know-your-customer checks as part of the transaction. Stripe positions this as a way for blockchain-based companies to combine several third-party services. Discord expanded availability of server subscriptions to all community servers in the U.S. for verified users 18 and over with accounts in good standing. Discord takes a 10% commission on subscriptions. Creators can set multiple tiers and their own pricing. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission granted approval for SpaceX to launch up to 7,500 next-gen Starlink satellites. It didn't grant SpaceX's full application, which called for almost 30,000 satellites, limiting the number to address concerns about orbital debris and space safety. To date, SpaceX has launched roughly 3,500 first-gen Starlink satellites into orbit. The latest version of Microsoft Teams for Android adds support for live transcriptions, already available on the web and desktop apps. Teams also received new features overall, including instant polls during calls and the ability to schedule sending messages. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say Apple internally renamed the operating system used for its upcoming mixed reality headset from RealityOS to XROS. A shell company named DeepDive LLC filed trademarks for XROS, first in Switzerland back in March, and includes classifications for head-mounted displays and devices that provide virtual reality and augmented reality experiences. And finally, Huawei announced the Huawei Watch Buds, a smartwatch with a pair of wireless earbuds under its watch face. No word on specs, but it appears to run Harmony OS. A teaser video on Weibo indicated a December 2nd release date, but Huawei subsequently postponed the launch to an unspecified date. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.